We are coming on the air right now with breaking news because the U.S. Capitol has been placed on lockdown as angry protesters surround the building. We should note that the House and Senate have halted debate.
Hey, everybody. Today is a special episode. As you might have guessed, we had to weigh in on the events of January 6th. At 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hundreds of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol.
Pro-Trump supporters, all encouraged by the president, who said he will not concede, he will not accept defeat.
As you know, back in November, it was determined that Joe Biden was the winner and is to be sworn in on January 20th. But Trump and his supporters have publicly called the election fraudulent time and again. Falsehoods knowingly spread by the sitting president. And we saw the physical manifestation of that venomous rhetoric. Marcus, what was your immediate reaction to this?
Well, I mean, it's very different when you live in this and see it. And, you know, first of all, it's all that we talk about, friends, colleagues, loved ones, right? And a couple of sort of on the lighter notes, Facebook and Instagram got one less user as of today, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think also that, you know, my child idols and icons are many, but like Bowie, Prince, I never thought I would put Mitt Romney in that as well, because Mitt Romney.
Well, wait a minute. Ho. Hey, let's not. Prince recorded a lot of albums,
yeah.
Marcus.
No, but
you
I'm
know
just
what I'm saying?
Like, there's
Mitt is not up there.
He's definitely not up
not
there.
Not yet.
But I'm just saying, on a lighter note, I was really torn last night. He was the first one to step up and at least speak against.
You know, the first person who called, who I heard of any weight from the Republican Party who actually called this an insurrection, was former President George W. Bush.
You're right.
And I know we've said this before, but he kind of falls into the same category. I never thought I'd say this, but, you know, it makes you kind of, it makes you feel like, wow, George W. Bush was at least a sane Republican. I mean, remembering how bad the Bush presidency was and how...
No, this is a different level. But the other thing I have to say also, and this is, I think it's very hard for outside of America to understand that, but after chaos like this, and it's sad, people are dying, it's sad, it's something, but this overreach, Jason, this incredible overreach of privilege and chaos and everything that he's done, maybe that's the carnage that we needed, because this is the stamp. You can never walk away from this. There's not two sides on beyond this. And I think that this kind of middling, all of those 70 million people, let's say 55 million of them, are just normally hardworking people that's been in the middle and say, oh, it's better to vote for Trump because it benefits me, whatever that might be. Listen, we have proof. This is documented. This chaos. I'm a chef. If you put something in the pressure cooker for a long time, it's going to explode, right? And it's not going to explode with a little bit. So I think this overreach that had to happen might be the only thing, so we're not going to go back. And it's documented. So when I saw this yesterday, I'm like, go for it. Go. But let's remember this day.
This moment.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, I agree with you, Marcus. I think this was the final straw, hopefully the final straw in the final days of the Trump presidency to really just underline what Trump has been talking about for the past 5 years since his first presidential campaign started back in 2015, depending on how we count, till today. The physical manifestation of his venomous rhetoric, of his violent rhetoric, happened yesterday. And I hope it's the last time. But I also hope this means that the GOP is going to be held accountable. Trump supporters and Trump himself and Trump's family show their true colors. I hope this marks the end of his political career, you know, as far as being able to be elected to office. But basically, this also being that wake-up call for the American people in general, but also specifically the Democratic Party. Like, things fundamentally have to change. Look at this shit. The double standard has never in my lifetime been more obvious, Marcus. You know, you look at the pictures of when Black Lives Matter protests were taking place in front of the Capitol, that Trump supporters, the MAGA mob, stormed the Capitol building, a building, mind you, that you can't get into on a regular day. Like, Marcus, if you and I wanted to go to the Capitol, it would be difficult to get in. So I hope this is a wake-up call.
I was also thinking about this, Jason. Imagine, if you were to throw 30,000 women, 30,000 Muslims, 30,000 Black people, 30,000 Asians.
Black people.
Yep. If you never understood what
The police would have been opening fire with live rounds if this was Black.
And we know this.
Straight up.
We know this because, you know, this week has been so big, right? The officer for Jacob Blake that got shot in the back, you know, got acquitted. The call.
Or that is, no officer will be charged for the shooting of him.
But think about, you have that. Then you have, starting the week, you know, just starting 2021 off a little bit lighter with the perfect call, right? Trump's call. Right? Stacey Abrams.
This is the call to the Secretary of State in Georgia, more or less asking him point blank to...
Not more or less, point blank.
Point blank, yes. Asking him to tilt the numbers in Trump's
say,
make the votes disappear.
Yeah.
Make me win the election.
Yes. So you have that, right? So you think about, if you ever impulse, or you think about what privilege looked like, look at these images. Look at what happened yesterday at the Capitol. Think about that call that he put in, right? But then on top of that, and this is why America, it's so push and pull. You have someone like Stacey Abrams that worked for 15 years for coalition. And on Tuesday, she won Georgia, right? Imagine, for 15 years, she'd been walking around traveling to everyone who wanted to listen with a PowerPoint presentation. She lost an election, but she's done Korean radio stations. She's done talk about whatever it takes. So you have the highest highs for me of success. You have a really civil rights icon in modern time in her, right? A person that we all can be inspired by. And then you have the lowest in the barrel of this guy, right? And then him pushing on these supporters. So it has been a fascinating 3-4 days, but none of it tops, because I'm still in the doghouse, because today is my anniversary, and of course I forgot it, so she's mad at me.
Oh no, Marcus, man.
Yes.
Of all the things.
Yes.
Of all the things, brother.
Yeah, booyaka. No, good.
No booyaka for you, brother. It's boom, bye, bye, man. It's boom, bye, bye, brother. Well, you know, there's still time for you to make amends, brother. You know, always. The healing move is still there, man. The healing move is still there.
And I got the plan, though. I can give you my plan, because we got married twice. First in this capital, but then on the 9th in her village. So I'm going to pull this old school move. No.
Mega Nase style.
Yes, Mega Nase style, exactly. So that's my comeback. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
This moment.
I understand that you were distracted yesterday.
Yes.
Because you, like myself and everybody I know, We're glued to the images of what we saw.
The Capitol. We're seeing protesters overcome the police. The police are now running back into the Capitol building. We have cheers from the protesters that are watching behind the
Where was the National Guard?
The decision to activate the entire D.C. National Guard, about 1,100 troops in the D.C. National Guard, was made after consultation with Vice President Mike Pence. The vice president is a lot of things in our constitutional system, but is not the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Why is it the vice president who was being consulted about the deployment of National Guard troops? We don't know.
We even saw pictures of a Capitol police officer posing for a selfie with the mob as they stormed the Capitol. We saw footage of one black police officer trying to hold down one of the entrance doors, one of the side doors to the Capitol building, and getting chased by the mob. This is America. You know, this is the country where you try and cash a bad check for $20, you get strangled to death by law enforcement. You fail to use your signal while switching lanes, you're found dead in your cell. You sell illegal cigarettes, again, you're killed slowly by a bunch of policemen. You playing in a playground, you get shot by police. If you're white, you walk out of the Capitol building hoping, holding the podium to the Speaker of the Senate, nothing happens. You're smiling. You can breathe. You're not being attacked by police while you're in the building. You're not being attacked by police outside of the building. This is America. Straight up, you know, even the Democrats saying yesterday, talking about the shining beacon of democracy in the United States, the rest of the world is not looking at America as a shining beacon of democracy right now. It's just a disgrace. It's laying bare what has been written into the Constitution itself. This is white supremacy in action.
I don't mean to sound anything but serious. Any day you have a death toll inside the U.S. Capitol is a serious and history-making day for all the wrong reasons.
And the other thing also, Jason, that we have to remember, four people died. We're in the middle of a coronavirus, right? So think about now these people are going home to their homes. They're going to be on trains, planes, and cars. And now thousands of other people is going to be impacted of this. So it's not just the mayhem that was created. That is horrible by itself. But first of all, let's acknowledge that if four people died, right? And so right there, this the words have meanings. And I do think that the overreach, we don't stop until something unbelievable happens, right?
It's human nature. That's human nature. Absolutely.
But I also think that on January 20th, we have another major event, and it kind of makes me very worried. You know, I don't want to, you know, I'm like, should it only be an online experience, right? Is it the safest and the healthiest at this point to encourage people to go to D.C.? God knows what could happen. And I'm just saying there is a black female vice president that's going to be there. And I'm just...
That's going to be sworn into office.
Yeah. So I'm very, very nervous about this because who's to say that the chaos stops today, right? You know that.
Oh, no, there's nothing to say that this is the last we see of this. You know, first of all, there's still 2 weeks of Trump in office. And... you know, we also got to call it out, Marcus. You know, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy. You know, the GOP has to be held responsible. I'm seeing not only media in the United States, but even media in Sweden, you know, breaking their backs to try to whitewash this narrative already. And I mean, we knew that was going to happen. You know, for example, claiming that there were Antifa representatives mixed in with the white supremacist mob, and they were the ones inciting this violence, which we all know is bullshit. You know, I even saw an article in one of Sweden's biggest daily newspapers. They know who they are, condemning Facebook for shutting down Trump's account, you know. So the whitewashing has already started, right? Because I think the GOP knows that if we tally up who's to be held accountable for who's complicit in paving the way for this? Of course, Donald Trump and his family and his cronies are the ones who systematically and very openly have been calling for this for 5 years. But the GOP also made it possible.
This moment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Reiterating what we talked so much about in 2020, a crisis being a bridge or an opening for change. Again, this blatant failure, as you call it, again, is a chance for America to really make fundamental change and start bringing about fundamental change. Because, I mean, you look at it, the basis of it, this white supremacist mob, sure, some of them are far out on the right wing, you know, hardcore Nazis. There's nothing that's going to appease them. They were there for blood. You know, some of them, I'm sure, were armed. We know that the police found weapons and pipe bombs and Molotov cocktails. But a lot of them are just there because they're mad. They're disgruntled. And why are they? They've lost faith in the system. They don't believe in their politicians. I mean, this is not endemically only happening in the United States. That loss of faith in the democratic system and who the democratic system, who democracy works for and works best for, that is spreading and existing in all Western democracies right now. Because time and again, we see that the rich are getting richer and the have-nots are getting left behind. And what are the have-nots going to do? They're going to express themselves in different violent ways. And this was one manifestation of disgruntled violence that, of course, is carefully and painstakingly and over time created by white supremacist rhetoric coming from the president, among others. That has to be dealt with, you know? that fundamental change?
The reason why the majority of the people yesterday didn't even respect or were afraid of the police, because they felt that the police are on their side and the police work for them. Versus when a black person or a brown person see a police, through all these layers of what we've been told how to deal with authorities, because we had to, is you don't engage, right? So right then and there, it's a completely different reason how you engage, how you reach the Capitol. And you're not afraid of the police officers because you see that they're like here to help us in a way, but absolutely not hurt us in a way, right? And then in terms of the disgruntlement, what Trump toned in on from the beginning was he's going to play identity politics, right? And so it's not even about the issues. If I look at that audience, the majority of the people that come to that audience would be benefiting with Democrats' point of view in terms of universal health care and so many different things. They're not even to the core Republican, right? They are just core for Trump, which is in itself white supremacy, right? So you're not even, they're disguised in the Republican Party, but they have nothing to do with that.
But exactly, because they're pushing herds, and this is happening very much in Sweden too, they're pushing herds of disgruntled white working class voters onto the path of white supremacy.
Yes, yes.
Really what the United States needs is social democracy, a functioning welfare system, universal health care, free education, you know, a true shot at the American dream. So again, maybe, just maybe, this scene of events that we saw unfold at the Capitol yesterday are just, like you said, are just what America needs. Like the latest and the loudest wake-up call.
And I'm going to quote your Swedish fellow musician that you probably at some point have done some stage appearance with. So just like your boy Joey Tempest said, it's the final countdown. That's all I can say.
It's the final countdown.
So we have to play it. That's what it is, right? And you know,
that could have been a track that was played. You know, that's
yes. Who knows?
I'm not going to say anything bad about that. No, yeah.
But I do think we needed this. I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. It was unbelievable, but this overreach.
I'll say I'm shocked, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, you know? Shocked, but not surprised. This overreach, now it's manifested. I feel really bad that four people died. And I just think that for the youth, for the next generation, the way we grew up with the pictures of the 60s, the civil rights movement, the way maybe if you're born in the 90s, the way you grew up with, you know, images of, you know, major events, the Berlin Walls, for example, or even like images of 9/11. These are unbelievable, bigger than life.
They're seared into our memory.
Exactly. And was one of those days. And we need peace and calm now. And we just need peaceful transformation of power on the 20th. And this is documented. There will be much brighter professors in political science to discuss this. But let's remember this.
Let's not forget this.
Let's not forget this. And let's use this as a trampoline to move forward because we can never go back.
And hearing the sitting president say, you know, I love you. I feel your pain. You're very special people. You know, what happened to when the looting starts, the shooting starts, man? I'm like, what the fuck? You know, how obvious can you be? You're not even trying to, you know, you're not even trying to be slick. You know, I thought he was a hustler. Man.
No, Jason, you
He's
can't
not even
try
to hustle.
Don't even deconstruct it. It's too, you're putting too much weight into it. He should just be ignored. Go and play golf.
Marcus, he can't be ignored.
No, he can't be ignored.
The bottom line is
there's
that
no logic
this was,
in like what he said. My point, this is that I'm looking out at people like former Attorney General Barr and Mick Mulvaney and people like that. They're now coming in the like,
call them out
in the last hour saying they're jumping off the ship. Right. I'm like, here have you been for four years supporting this man. And now 5 to 12, you're trying to jump off the ship. No, stay on the ship.
We talked about that around election time. You know, people think, you know, well, now Biden's going to unify the country and this could be a healing moment for the United States. Before healing, acknowledgement has to come. You know, the GOP, among others, have to publicly acknowledge what they've been complicit in. But anyway, Marcus, we're going to follow this, you know.
Yes.
And I must say, on a personal note, I love these special episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, something happens and we got to dive in.
Got to get in. Well, I'm staring at my tamarind tree, and that tamarind tree is over 90 years old, and that tree has seen everything. And if that tree could talk right now here in Florida, here in Overtown, I just wonder what the tree would say, because that was absolutely crazy. And one of the things that I don't like about these comments, when the talking heads come from the TV, they talk about it. This is not something that happens in a third world country. Stop that line. This has nothing to do with other countries. Don't talk about other countries. And do not. And I know what you're saying, third world country, you're thinking about Africa and stuff like that. We don't need to push off on another place, another country. We have issues right here. And guess what? The world is watching, and we need to clean this up now. Because this is America's mess. We cannot blame anybody. We can't blame Russia on this one. We cannot blame Venezuela on this one. We can't blame Cuba. This is an American mess. And let's clean it up.
The chickens have come home to roost. You know, this is domestic terrorism. This is white supremacy. This is, it's the last step of something that has been going on since day one.
If you're putting wood into a fire, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to burn, right? Like, and my point is this, is what do you think? Like, why would you think this would be a normal ending? He started his movement on abnormality. So if you do that for years and just keep building a following, and, you know, I'm glad that Facebook took him off for a while and Twitter and so on. But guess what? It was too late. This has been going on for too long. Should have been done a long time ago. But anyway, Jason, from my humble tamarind tree to your studio in Stockholm, I'm glad you're doing better with Corona. I can see that your voice is back. I can feel it.
Thank you,
so,
brother.
So, you know, God knows what tomorrow's going to give. We might be on this tomorrow again.
There you go. I love you, brother. Stay tuned, all right? Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk soon, Marcus.
The final countdown should go. We should just wave out with the final countdown.
This is Moment.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.